Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da. I just want to say, if somebody is like waiting for the show to start, that is more grinding than an alarm clock going
off. Yeah, we probably scare the crap out of people.
Wake up! You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
40 degrees right now. It's raining. It's just been raining.
Why not?
I mean, there's arcs being built across the greater Rochester area. We're going to get up another like 5-6 degrees depending on where you are. Pretty much the same for the weekend, high of 51 on Sunday. It doesn't look like it's going to rain this weekend.
Right, but not kind of dreary.
Yeah, but you know, look, you take what you can get.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Let's start today with a big accomplishment for one local town.
Who?
All right, so World Atlas has a list of the top 10 towns in upstate New York. Excuse me, top 10 places to live in upstate New York.
Now,
I'm going to give you a couple of clues.
All right.
I'm going to see if you can nail this.
Mm-hmm.
This town in our area is not in Monroe County.
Okay.
It has a college in it, and it was named one of the top 10 places to live in New York, upstate New York. Where is it?
Has a college in it.
Has a college in it, not in Monroe County.
But is it near?
They can hear us right now.
Geneseo?
Wow!
That's what I was going to say.
Boy, way to go.
What do I get?
You stole my answer.
Okay, you can't say that because he answered first.
I know.
Maybe we should have you guys write it down.
Well, give me a star. I get a star for that, right?
You don't get a star for that.
It's a contest.
Geneseo was named number 10 of the 10 best places to live in upstate New York.
Wow.
But here's what's strange.
Mm.
Geneseo is mixed in with places like Saranac Lake, Lake Placid, Saratoga Springs, Ithaca, and Skinny Atlas.
So those are all kind of like touristy towns.
And like headliners of wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In upstate New York.
Yeah, Geneseo is not like a rich town.
Do you
There's parts of it that are, though.
There are?
Right? I thought there were higher-end little spots there, especially like near the college.
Oh, I mean, there are nice homes. I wouldn't call it like wealth. Am I wrong? 252 WCMF?
I don't know. I thought that's what the... Like, because you could get two totally different versions of Geneseo depending on where you are.
Okay, so look, I don't mean to be braggy guy.
Mm.
I lived in Geneseo for a little while with a
girl. They have a castle.
Yeah. There's not like horses or anything.
Oh, I'm thinking, I'm thinking of, not Geneseo.
Geneva?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Bellhurst Castle.
I'm an idiot.
Okay.
My bad.
What? All right. By the way, that did not make the list. Geneva did not make the list.
Mm. I'm not thinking of Geneseo.
Well, it's okay. So wait, even your guess was going to be wrong because you were thinking of the wrong town?
I was going to guess Geneva, not Geneseo.
All right, so let's talk about Geneseo.
Because I was thinking college, yeah.
So I lived in Geneseo for 2 years with a girl.
Yeah.
And Geneseo is a fine
town. Yeah, it's a nice little community.
Like, I had a pleasant experience. But, like, when it comes to the best places to live in upstate New York, it didn't feel like a place where when I left it was like, I'm going to miss this a ton, right?
Yeah.
Do you see Geneseo on the same level as Saranac, Lake Placid, Saratoga Springs, Ithaca, Skinny Atlas?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So this is surprising to you.
Yeah, it is, kind of.
I don't...
I mean, it's a really good college.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're not, like, around the college... What else is there?
It's hard to not be around the college. Everything is around the college. But that's just it. So in this story, I'm going to read you why they named Geneseo the number 10 place to live in upstate New York. Located in Livingston County, Geneseo is a college town with a diverse culture and unique character. Geneseo was designated a historic landmark village in 1991, quaint character, bustling campus. The village vintage theater offers musical and cinematic performances, and the National Warplane Museum is a family favorite. Nearby Long Point Park on Canisius Lake is great for waterfront access, a stroll, or a picnic.
You can almost say that about any town for the most part.
You're absolutely right.
And I'm thinking, like, there are a lot of little towns like that. Most of the SUNY schools in upstate New York are all like almost identical towns when it comes to that kind of thing.
So to that point,
like the whole town is built around the school.
Potsdam made the list. SUNY Potsdam is part of that. Ithaca, we said, made the list. Mm. You got Cornell and Ithaca in Ithaca. And those look like the two college towns that did it. Mm. So, I don't get why people would want to live in a college town. Unless you were born and raised in Geneseo, I guess.
Right. You work at the school.
Okay, also fine.
Right.
But like with no connection to either the town or the school, what the draw of living in a college town is.
I can't see it either. Like I would move there because it's a top 10 town.
Yeah, yeah.
What would I get out of it?
I'm
actually farther away from stuff.
I mean, unless you like run a business that you know, college kids would frequent, like a bar, a restaurant, a hair beating salon.
But let's say I read this and I go, you know what? Let's sell our house and go down there. Here's really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would I do that?
I mean, it wasn't not nice.
No, but
again, I don't want to sound like I'm crapping on Geneseo.
No, but like, there's no reason to move there.
Well, you got that bear in the middle of the street.
That they had to constantly fix. Yeah, they got that.
Toughest bear in New York. Takes a licking. Then they take a year to build it back up, and then it keeps on taking until somebody hits it again. All right, so I think what the difference is with these towns that we're talking about, right? In New York State, we have the real small town.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the tourism.
The quaint small town.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The fake small town.
You got it. Yes, I think you hit it. I know there are people that live in Skaney Atlas, Lake Placid, Saratoga Springs, but those towns are more for tourists.
Right. A lot of bank.
Or rich people that have like part-time places.
Yeah.
Geneseo is not that kind of place.
No, it's a working town, man.
Unless we're wrong. Are there people that have like summer homes in Geneseo? Yeah.
Where?
Is there like a lake nearby?
Canisius, but it's outside of Geneseo.
But that's not like right there.
Yeah. No, it's 15 minutes away, 20 minutes away. If I remember
like tourism-wise, like what would be the draw?
The Warplane Museum.
There you go.
And the bear.
Okay.
And how about, and they do like those air shows like once a year out there.
Okay, let's not crap on the air show. They had the Fuddy Duddy for years.
I remember.
It's got Elmer Fudd on the nose of the plane. Pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I went when I was like six.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Is the affordability there? Like, is that part of the draw?
It was
like, you know.
It was affordable 25 years ago when I was there. I don't know how affordable. I mean, everything's gone up, so I don't know.
Do they have a Wegmans?
Yeah, well, they have a Wegmans that's like 15 minutes away from the center of town.
All right, so you're not that far from a Wegmans.
You got Wegmans across the street from Walmart. I mean, and that's what's the difference between these towns, right? Like, when you go to Skaney Atlas, Lake Placid, Saratoga Springs, they have the creature comforts of a big city because, like, the rich people want that. But you don't have normal, everyday stuff. Like, there's not a Wegmans or grocery store in the town of Skaney Atlas, right?
No.
Like, Ithaca, you have to go to, like, some tiny, like, little itty-bitty thing. Same with Lake Placid. Whereas Geneseo, they have the Walmart across from the Wegmans. There's an Applebee's down the street. They have the much-coveted combination KFC and Taco Bell.
They have a Starbucks, I think, right?
They kind of have
everything you need.
Oh, wait. So is the original Bill Gray's there?
In Geneseo?
It's on the way.
No, you're thinking of Tom Walls in Avon.
Oh, Tom Walls, yeah.
Okay.
Not even close.
Right. Yeah, but it's kind of on the
You lose, sir! By the way, quick sidebar. You bring that up as we talk about Geneseo being named one of the best towns to live in, top 10 in upstate New York. Tom Wall is a guy. A real person.
All right.
He's in his 90s.
Wait, he's still alive?
He's still alive.
Oh.
And we know this because on April Fool's Day, Tom Walls does their joke ice cream.
Yeah.
I forget which one it was this year. He went back. He doesn't live in town anymore.
No
he went
kidding.
Back on April Fool's Day to the original Tom Walls in Avon to have the ice cream that they had.
And
he didn't like it.
Okay.
But he's not supposed to like it. But I it never occurred to me that
he's
Tom
an
Wall.
Person.
Yeah, or Bill Gray. Is there an actual Bill Gray?
I guess so, but I can't imagine he would be around. Like those franchises have got to be like 70 years old.
Yeah. Tom Wall's still around.
Well, bet he's 90. You know, he's as old as those planes at the museum.
You know, as we talk about, too, like, you know, older towns with Avon and everything, when you walk into the original Tom Walls in Avon, they have pictures on the wall. They do a really good job of, like, keeping it, like, old school.
Yeah.
There's pictures on the wall of kids from, like, the 40s and 50s that graduated from Avon High School.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think, like, looking at these, like, young, fresh-faced people, like, how many of these people went bad?
Oh, went bad?
Not like serial killer bad, but like how many folks walk in there that are like 80 and are like, oh, man, that's Steve Jackson. Oh, things went bad for old Steve. Could have been something.
Probably 30% go bad, right?
There is an actual Bill Gray.
Okay.
He started the business in 1938 with his wife, and I guess he sold it. He left, the restaurant in 1963, but he was kind of like involved here and there along the way, but he did pass away since then.
Why? Okay, rest in peace, Bill Gray.
Mm.
What is it about our area that we had so many people at the same time trying to cook hot dogs and hamburgers?
All showed up at the same time.
Thank God they did.
Right? I think about risky times, too. Like, 38, I'm opening up a business.
Cheap food,
but nobody had any money.
Well,
man.
No, but that's why you make it. It's cheap. Right? Right. People wanted cheap food. But between the Tahoe family, right? Between Bill Gray, between Tom Wall, like, all of it's all kind of around the same period. And it's all the same stuff.
Pre and post war.
You think they all knew each other?
They probably did it one time.
Do you get along or they all hate each other? Oh, that Tom Wall, that son of a bitch.
Well, different ethnic groups probably a little back then.
No, they have to all be
They all loved each other.
They have to all be Greek. You cannot make a hot or a hamburger place without being Greek. It's a rule.
Well, how is Tom Waller Greek?
How do you know Wall's not Greek name?
Because it doesn't sound Greek.
How do you know that he's not 75% Greek and the Wall came from
the
West?
All right. From the Irish side?
Yeah. W-A-H-L, is that Irish?
Oh, you tell me.
Can we Google what ethnicity
like
last name?
Or something.
Welsh?
Yeah. What?
W-A-H-L, what ethnicity is Wall?
I'm going to say it's probably Western Europe.
We have gone down a rabbit hole here. It started with Geneseo's a town, and now we're trying to figure out what
Tom Wall Greek.
I want to know what part of the world Tom Wall's relatives
Wall
came from.
Wall is Norwegian and Danish.
No kidding.
And Danish?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why they got those Danish burgers they sell at Tom Wall's.
It could also be German.
That doesn't help us at all.
Sorry. It just gave me a couple different options.
So going back to the initial Geneseo story, you know, we were talking about the fake small towns versus the real small towns, Geneseo being a realer one, right? Which one would you rather live in if you were forced? A Skinny Atlas or a Geneseo?
Skinny Atlas.
But it's not a real place.
No, but it's nice.
But it would also be way more expensive.
Yeah. Okay. But you're asking me if I could. I would go Skinny Atlas.
Okay. That seems like a place, because, you know, we... Yeah, right. Like you, I get dragged up to Skinny Atlas. Yeah, year, right.
Go ahead. Yeah, because I started it when I founded the town.
You're old enough. Here comes Skinny Atlas. Tom Ulay found Skinny Atlas and was kicked out immediately. Not classy enough. Like, even just like being there for the day, it gets frustrating that they don't have, like, there's three like vintage, like antique shops.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a store that sells nothing but like outdoor Teddy Roosevelt like equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't just get a Diet Coke at a store.
No,
you
probably not.
You don't know. But I mean, it's like so frustrating. Like, you don't need three shoe stores and have no grocery store. How does this even work here?
Well, you just got to drive to Auburn.
I don't want to drive to Auburn. I'm living in this town, man.
Or go to Syracuse.
No, like, you got legitimate homes that cost $10, $20, $30 million. Yeah. And you don't have a grocery store.
No, you don't.
At least that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I guess the closest Wegmans would be Auburn.
Let's see.
Right? Unless it's on the other side. I've never actually gone past Skinny Atlas.
Me either. Like, we stop right there. We've walked up and down that main street a billion times now, no further.
There's that hill, right? I've never crested the hill.
No, I've never been on top of the hill. I don't even know what's up there.
That's the end of the world. You just fall off.
It looks like the closest one is the Auburn one.
Okay.
It's all like it's a 30-mile-an-hour road all the way back in Auburn again. Let's go get some potato chips. Oh, look, it's Tom Wall's family with a Danish flag, even though they're German. It's weird.
And part Greek.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Bill. Bill says, I live in Geneseo. It's not a lot of flash. The college kids keep us in business. It's a great place to live. I am proud to call myself someone who lives in Geneseo. Lives in Geneseo, excuse me. What would you call a Geneseoan? Because Bill's from Geneseo and he didn't even use the term.
Geneseoan.
No, but that sounds
like
you live.
Geneseoan.
No, I think you call him a Geneseoan.
No, Geneseoan sounds like you live in Genesee, not Geneseo. It would have to be like Geneseoan.
Well, what would you call you from Henrietta?
A Henriettite?
No, you're a Henny.
Henriettite.
Is that what it is?
Geneseite?
No, you're a Henry.
Genesite?
Henrite?
No, Henry. That doesn't sound right.
Geneseite sounds really
bad.
Since the beginning of time.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Time.
Yeah.
Folks have been talking about the end of time.
Oh, sure.
Right? The world is going to end, and here's how it's going to happen, and here's the date it's going to go down. Well, guess what?
What?
There is no more need for speculation.
So we got it.
We have in front of us scientific proof from some of the smartest people on the planet the day the world is going to end.
Do we know, how it's going to end?
Yes, we do, yes.
How our demise will be.
I have it right here. What do you want me
Fantastic.
To do? You're hanging out on The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So NASA, after a whole bunch of scientific research discussion, number crunching.
Yeah, what'd they find out?
Has given us the date the world is going to end.
All right.
According to NASA, survival on planet Earth will become impossible in the year 1,000,000,000, 2021.
When what?
1,000,000,000, 2021.
So we've completely just drained the joint.
No, that's not what it is. The end of the world, if we don't do it to ourselves in the meantime.
Well,
the sun is getting bigger every day.
Ah, gotcha. Oh, it is. So eventually it's going to swallow us.
Yes, it'll eventually do us in. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So it maybe not swallow us, but make it so life on this planet.
Gotcha. We'd burn up.
Yeah, gotcha. Exactly. Hey. It's impossible.
Too hot.
So the end of the world, according to NASA, is 1 billion years away.
1 billion years.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. For one, I respect the scientists who did this study because they played the safe game. Because let's say the world does end before a billion.
Yeah, lie to me.
Yeah. Well, no, but I mean, like, they won't be held accountable.
No.
Because the world just ended.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? If there's one thing I think we've learned over the years from people predicting the end of the world, you only look like a clown if people are still alive after the date you've predicted.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Yeah.
Right? It has taken down many a doomsday cult leader.
Yeah, that's true.
Although there are still cults where the leader predicted the end of the world.
And it keeps going.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we'll try it again.
I've never heard the excuse why either, like how they talk their way out of that.
So a lot of the time, and I'm not making this up, they'll say they did the math wrong.
Mm.
But I did the equation.
You would think they'd come up with something better. I mean, you're already lying about stuff. Yeah. Give me something more interesting.
I have always wondered, though, with those cult leaders, Kimmy, if they know they're making it up.
Oh, if they actually believe it.
Or if they believe their own BS.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm guessing they're making it up to make money.
Yeah, but they know it's not going to happen. So when it doesn't, you'd think they'd have a plan.
But even when you predict the future, like far off like that, like when they used to do the car of the future. Yeah, you got in the 1930s, they had those world's fairs. This is what New York City is going to look like in 1960. They never even get it close to right. Because apparently everything is going to fly or hover.
Okay. Now, I know you're upset that we still don't have a hover car.
Right.
And that's been a bitch you've
had.
And
that was supposed to show up around 1964 at the World's Fair.
We may be getting to the point where predictions about not too far in the future with crazy technology isn't insane because of how fast technology moves now.
All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I get in the 1920s and 30s, technology wasn't going to move that fast. But now...
it would be hard to do, like, let's say you're doing, like, a television show about the future. It would almost be hard to make it look futuristic because, to your point, maybe we're closer to that than we think.
I mean, hell, like, streaming dominates our entertainment. That didn't exist 20 years ago.
No.
20 years ago.
But it wasn't on anybody's radar either.
Exactly. I mean, think about how fast the internet has come along, right? When... Mm-hmm. Everybody's connected to that every moment of every day.
Okay.
Unless you got a flip phone like a weirdo. So with the knowledge now that the world will come to an end in the year 1,000,000,000, 2021, this article that I have in front of me not only has the prediction for when the world will be swallowed up by the sun, it also gets into what technology could save mankind from the end of the world a billion years away. And... as we were just talking about, let's assume that humanity is still around in a billion years the way we know it. Fun fact, it's believed that humans have only existed actually for 300,000 years.
Yeah, we're like a very tiny little percentage of the Earth's history.
Well, like just human. No,
yeah, like
human.
Just a human.
Right. Like the first dude.
I don't know if, are cavemen, were they human?
Well, yeah. No, I thought those were the first humans.
No, I thought those, what are they called?
Neanderthal. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Neanderthal is human.
No, well, like, that's where we came from, but I don't know. Yeah, to your point, I don't know.
So where does humans start? I thought it was caveman. So if you say caveman ain't the human,
is Neanderthal,
where do they go? This is, like, human.
All right, here's my stupid question, all right? Because I know there's Homo sapien and there's Neanderthal, and those are separate things. But I don't know if Neanderthal counts as human.
A Homo sapien bang a Neanderthal, then you get a human?
They're
like, did they hook up?
Yeah, I think so.
Neanderthal, a group of archaic humans.
Okay, I was wrong.
All right, so human is Neanderthal.
Okay, all right, we did.
But they're like really stupid.
All right, so you now,
like kinda, super dumb human.
Kind of like us trying to figure out what a Neanderthal is. Actually, no, research has shown recently that Neanderthals were not even close to as dumb as we thought they were.
Okay, so caveman is where it started.
Yeah, you got it. So it's been 300,000 years of human beings, right? Right now, the end of the world would be 300,000 times longer than we've existed as a species.
That's like a gazillion years.
But like, as we talk about how fast technology, it's a billion.
Yeah, as I said. Okay. A gazillion years.
But as we were talking about how fast technology moves, right? Like the idea that you can even comprehend what kind of technology would be around.
Well, of course.
A billion years from now, if we still exist, to keep us from being swallowed up by the sun.
Think about what humans will look like in a billion years. They're not going to look like us.
What are they going to look like?
We keep evolving. We keep getting bigger.
Oh, well,
Roman
times. I mean, we
could
look differently for sure.
Roman times, everybody was like puny.
Well, that's just because Italians are short.
Maybe that's what it is.
It was that part of the world.
But think about it.
Everyone, they were all walking around gold chains, you know, white tank tops. Hey, where's Caesar at?
Yeah.
You want to go down to the Coliseum? Nah, don't go down there. My cousin's down there. We don't get along no more.
No, you got to figure, like, by then, like, human beings could be 10 feet tall.
Or tiny, because tiny people live longer.
No, but we could keep evolving bigger. we could be 10 foot tall and 1,000 pounds.
Okay,
and that would be like a normal person.
Now look, we punch out of our weight class a ton on the show when it comes to stuff we know.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I don't think there's been a dumber sentence ever uttered than Tommy Mulay trying to explain evolution.
No, because
sincerely into a microphone.
Think, like, if you look at the breeding.
Yeah, but like as we evolve, like the healthier, like version of people are the ones that live on. And
no, I'm not saying that 1,000 pound 10 footer isn't healthy. It might be a big old healthy person.
Think how great the NBA and the NFL are going to be with 10 feet tall 1,000 pound humans.
Yeah,
you know how like you remember the weirdest things from elementary school?
Yeah.
Like, visually, I can picture one day in class, we made, like, a giant timeline of, like, the Earth.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, it went through, like, the whole wall of the classroom, and just at the end was, like, where humans started. And that will forever stick in my mind of, like, how crazy that is, and, like, in years. Like, if you look at it, if you visualize it like that.
We are so dumb.
So dumb.
How crazy it is, like, in years, guys.
No, but, like, when you look at that chunk of time where there was just, like, nothing going on.
All right. Like,
even the dinosaurs were way down.
Guys, dinosaurs are here. We're here. It's, like, crazy in years.
Chunk of time.
Tommy's explaining.
Chunks of time.
Tommy's explaining evolution.
Are we going to keep getting bigger?
I'm explaining something for fifth grade.
I didn't know that Neanderthals were human beings. We are the dumb. Why does anybody listen to this show? All of the scientists have turned the show off.
I don't even know where you're going to get all the food in a billion years.
I wish, like, my fifth grade teacher would come back and teach us right now.
I don't know if I trust that guy. Girl, Gail, whoever. All right, so with the knowledge, again, that NASA does this study that they know when the world will end. They say that the world will end in the year 1,000,000,000 2021 when the sun expands so far that life is no longer feasible on this planet. Going back to the technology thing
in this article.
Talking about what technology will save us. If we don't come up with technology in a billion years to keep us from being swallowed by the sun, we don't deserve to keep going. Is that fair?
Yeah, like if we haven't evolved by that point, like if technology hasn't...
Well, we always do. Technology always saves our ass.
Well, no.
Yeah, but
it does.
Really tell it to the dinosaurs.
Well, you know.
You can also argue that technology is dooming
can only
this
ends, maybe we, it can only go so far. We don't know.
Or we get to a point where the technology ends what we do.
No,
we
how only about have everybody so many leaves resources. Earth, we find another solar system to destroy that
But
one.
We got
to
get there.
Did you hear what you just said again?
What?
I mean, you just nonchalantly said, you know, we just leave Earth to find another solar system, you know, another planet that supports life that we identify. Okay.
Well, you claim that there's all kind of stuff.
No,
that you say there's aliens out there or water and there's like a different type of Coke in another planet.
Coke 3.
So I'm going based on you. No. I say by the end of this century, we find another planet to destroy.
I did not say that aliens exist. I said that it's not out of
it's
the
impossible
question.
Impossible for them to not.
Because I don't think nothing's out there.
I know you don't, but I don't think nothing's in
there. In the infinite
there.
Universe, we're the only idiots that survived.
Well, I ain't hearing nobody else.
Okay, bro, again, listen to how we're talking.
Drive by, give us a wave.
Listen to how we're talking, and we managed to figure this out as a species.
Yeah.
You can't tell me
there's got to be smarter things out there.
I hope there are. I hope there are smarter things out there.
So I say, I think we leave the planet, and we go someplace else.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've been around for the first billion years. Here's the thing. As I read this story, there is no reason to do this story right now. Not that it's not interesting, right? Or the exercises from these scientists aren't worth something. Like, I get it. You're trying to figure out. But, like, I'm just trying to get to Saturday.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how many people need to worry about what we have to do to keep life alive a billion years
ago. And I don't care about those people. And I know that sounds terrible, but I could care less about that. Like, my ancestors, a billion, screw them, man. You showed up at the wrong time. What do you want from me, man? Do you care about the future ancestors?
I guess
are they ancestors or ahead of you?
What?
Like, I think your ancestors are behind you.
No,
what do you call the future people? Are they your ancestors?
Also ancestors?
Oh, I thought ancestors
no,
behind you.
I think he's right.
We are the dumbest. How
See, I know what you're talking about.
Future relative is not an ancestor.
Are you sure?
Hold on.
Ancestors
yeah, because ancestors are who we came before.
I thought
you.
It went both ways.
No, that's you Saturday night.
This is the only show where one man laughs at his own joke. The room is silent.
I will say if you believe...
Maybe we can find a planet where they do comedy better. How about that?
We wouldn't be allowed.
If you're somebody that believes in reincarnation, you're hoping that this happens.
Yeah, no, good call. All the Hindu folks out there.
Yeah.
Come on!
Okay, so if ancestors are considered to be behind you, then your future generations are called posterity?
I don't know.
That's a lie.
All right, so our future ancestors.
Okay. You're
I don't care.
Ancestors are the people that came before you.
Okay.
I don't care. I never met them, and it ain't my problem. And I didn't do nothing to you.
We're getting all kinds of like elementary school memories, Jared Lewis, because Jack writes us on Instagram. If the history of Earth was a day, human history would have started in the last couple of seconds. So how about that?
Wow. I don't even know what that means.
I know you don't. None of us can wrap up. I regret deeply having this discussion because everybody that has listened to it is dumber for it.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This would not be the first thing you think about stealing from a restaurant.
Okay.
In fact, it might be the last.
Yeah, well, money would be the only thing, right?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things you could take. Money would be number one.
Yeah.
But someone wanted this for some reason. And unless they were just being a massive dick, there is something we are missing about this story. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's say you walk into a place to eat.
Yeah.
And you're going to steal something. The first thing that you would steal, you said, would be?
Go for the register.
Okay, so you're taking cash. Kimmy, if cash is off the table, what is the second thing you would steal walking into a restaurant?
It's got to be like the silverware or like the plates or something.
Okay.
Because you know how...
How would you steal a plate?
Well, you know how people always steal like those side dishes?
They do?
Like, if you get, like, a side, like a dipping sauce that's a side, and you get your order, you don't finish it, you want it to go box, people will stick those little plates in there.
Wow.
You've never seen somebody do that?
No. Who are you hanging out with?
Thieves.
Well, because they want the dipping sauce to go with it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's not the story we have in front of us.
Yeah, where's the money?
All right, so it went down 2 weeks ago. The Brighton Police Department says an unknown man walked into McGinney's restaurant on East River Road.
Yeah.
And stole their reservation book.
Really? They still have those?
A reservation book.
Hmm. Wow.
Now, those are the only details we have about the story. Someone walked in, stole the reservation book, and walked out. What reason, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, would someone steal a restaurant reservation book?
It's just to be a dick.
It's just a joke.
Is that it?
Is it a joke, or are you pissed at this restaurant? Because that's going to screw up their whole night.
Seriously. He's going to F them up.
Yeah, okay. Because I remember I told you we used to steal those. It'd be a pleasure to seat you, but it was just a stupid joke to get away with something.
I mean, but look, in your defense, you were just a kid when you were doing this.
Bro, I was like in my mid-30s.
You were a grown-ass man stealing pleasure to seat you signs.
And they're leaving them at my sister's house. And she must have had about 10 of them.
You're my age, bro. I got a mortgage, two kids, and a wife, and you're stealing pleasure to seat you, son.
Pat, everybody's on a different journey.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
But it'll be my pleasure to seat you. I would think a joke, but because I thought those goddamn things were obsolete because everybody makes their reservations online now.
Okay, I want you
That's like old school writing it down.
They usually have it in front of them give them your name.
I want you to put a pin in that. I want to loop back around. Because here's the thing. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tell us what we're missing here. What, if any kind of value?
Because there's no information on there.
Well, you got first or last name and a phone number.
Okay.
Is that valuable to a local scammer?
I guess. I guess they're leads. you're a sales guy looking to rip people off?
Well, no. I mean, look, it's not the worst point in the world. But I would have thought, like, if you are someone looking to scam people, you would need more than just a first or last name and a phone number.
I would think so, too.
All right. 252-WCMF. Like I said, we got a lot of smart people that listen to this show, right? And they are already on it.
Oh, let them rip.
Why someone would steal a reservation book from a restaurant? Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
How you doing, sir?
Good. What do you got, man?
Good. The guy is seeing a woman. He gave her the option of getting reservations somewhere. She made reservations there, but his wife works there.
All right, Nick. That's the first theory we're throwing out. That's the first one, Nick.
it could happen, and then he couldn't tell her, well, no, we can't go there.
Nick, I'm extremely disappointed
yes,
in you.
Nick.
Okay. All right, I'll try better next time.
Thanks, Nick. Have a good rest of the day.
And don't cheat on your wife, Nick.
Don't give Nick a next time. Let's ban Nick forever. Yes. That's the stupidest theory. But Bob's got it.
All right,
Bobby. Bob's got it under control, why you would steal a reservation book from a restaurant. Bob, straighten us out, buddy.
All right, so you know how when you go into a restaurant and they ask for your name and your phone number and they'll call you when the table is ready?
Yes.
If someone's looking to, like, scam a whole bunch of people, take the book and you got a whole bunch of names and phone numbers.
Okay, but what? So you're just going to use that as a way to call and be like, oh, your daughter's been in a car accident, that kind of thing?
Or your table's
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yep.
Okay.
All right, it's kind of a weak thing.
You could also use, like, a phone book.
Yeah. Or just go online and look up. You can find numbers all over the place.
I don't know how many. I mean, seems like a small amount of people you're going to get if that's what you're looking to do.
And like, Bob, if I stay online and just start searching phone numbers and names, which you can find, I don't risk getting arrested stealing the reservation book at the restaurant. Didn't think that one through. Bobby, did you? Didn't think that one through.
Bobby's so dumb.
Bobby and Nick have been fired from the Break Room Detective Agency. Get your badge. We want your gun. Leave, Bob.
All right, you guys have a great day.
All right, there goes Bob.
Are you done?
A decorated veteran shamed today, fired from his spot in the Break Room Detective Agency. All right, 252-WCMF. I'm going to say, if you have any better ideas than Bob and Nick, but it's not going to be hard to accomplish, why someone would steal a reservation book. Okay, so if it's not for a crime, the way I see it, there would be two reasons why someone would want to swipe this. One, they really wanted to sit down and eat, and the place was booked.
Okay, what's that going to do for you?
Okay, so this happened on March 16th, which is the day before St. Patrick's Day. It was a Sunday. Corned beef and cabbage, it's McGinney's. So that could have been booked out. If they really wanted something to eat and they had no space for them, I'm dead ass serious. If you steal that reservation book, they have no way to know who had reservations.
All right, you're really hard up for some corned beef and cabbage to pull this caper.
Look, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. You've been drinking. You're starving. I mean, I'm not saying it's the best idea, but it may work.
All right, so what's your other idea?
The other idea is exactly what you brought up there. Someone had a problem with someone that was working at the joint. There was
it's just a stupid gag.
Oh, okay, then I'm pissed at this place for some reason. Someone that works there, and I am going to F up your night. Because like Kimmy said, you steal that reservation book for a busy restaurant, you have F'd their night.
Yeah, you have to know how much that's going to screw them up.
So it's a nuisance crime.
A nuisance. Ooh,
you're just being a nuisance because you're shutting the joint down. Just causing a problem.
It's terms like that why Tommy's a lieutenant in the Break Room Detective Agency. Nuisance crime. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the story that happened back over St. Patrick's Day weekend. We're just finding out about it now. Somebody walked into McGinney's in Brighton and stole the reservation book. We're trying to figure out why someone would do it. All right, Nick's theory was terrible.
Yeah.
Then Bob came in, somehow was worse.
Yeah.
But Ryan's got it.
Ryan?
He's on CMF. Hey, Ryan, how are you, buddy?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
I don't like this start, Ryan.
All right, so Bob was almost there, and then he slipped up.
Okay.
It's Friday. It's Creek Day. This guy, whoever took that book, he wanted those phone numbers because he's a stalker.
Okay. How would I stalk someone with a phone number?
Well, he knows when they're going to be there.
That's right. St. Patrick's Day weekend. You met somebody, they gave you a wrong number, so now you grab the book and you're looking through for that name and that phone number.
All right, I just want you to walk through this logic with me for a sec, Ryan, okay? You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you're going to go out with somebody on St. Patrick's Day, and they were so creeped out by you that they gave you the wrong number, yet you somehow got the information that they would be at this specific restaurant at this specific time in which you could get their number back to continue to stalk them.
No. You met them there.
Oh. No, I don't like it.
Right.
Nah.
No, it sucks. Okay. Ryan, it sucks. You're fired from the Break Room Detective Agency also. Thank you for coming. Bye, Ryan.
All right. Maybe I think I figured it out.
All right, look, you don't want to lose this job. Be careful before you say something.
I think I got it.
Okay.
Because those reservations go deep. They probably go a couple days in, right?
You got a book, yeah.
So you know when somebody's not home. And you could rob them.
Okay.
So you know if they're going to go out to dinner on a Friday night at 6 o'clock,
yep.
The house is wide open.
Well, I have a question.
And you go and rob them.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Question.
Sometimes it's just a first name, though.
How would you know their address, stupid?
Because you have their phone number.
How would you get their address with their phone number?
I think you can.
No, you can't.
I think you can go online and use that. I think you have a name and a phone number. Yeah. I think you can get to their address.
Okay, I'm sure there's a way to do it. I don't know, like, if the average person.
Yeah, but is your cell? It would be probably somebody's cell phone, right?
I guess that would be attached to your phone bill, but then you'd have to find a way. You'd have to have a way to get to somebody's phone.
I think that's how they do it. And then they come and they rip you off, man. Because they know you're not home. It's a perfect crime.
Oh, you just drive by someone's house?
Yeah.
driving around, wasting all that gas. That's stupid. I figured it out.
You've been knocked down.
Give me another star.
Shut up with the stars.
It's a two-star day.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're trying to figure out why someone would steal a reservation book from McGinney's in Brighton on St. Patrick's Day weekend. I see you guys on hold. I want more theories. We now have a bunch of openings at the Break Room Detective Agency if you're looking. Okay, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Because you brought up the whole notebook versus computer for reservation.
Mm.
You get a choice between all you know about this restaurant is they take reservations with a notebook or they take it with a computer system. Which one do you want to eat?
Well, probably the computer one.
Why?
Because they're more modern.
Better food always comes from notebook reservation place.
Yeah, it's probably more old school. It's probably been around a while. It's a known establishment in the neighborhood.
Every time.
You're right.
Without question. Yeah. Hands down, if they are writing down the reservations, the food is going to be better.
All right. Never thought of it that way. But.
So look, I was taking...
What if it's an old school place that now modernized their system?
Well, you would know that because you would hear some old man yelling at the computer the entire... What are you doing? Smith! Mama G's. It's on East Henrietta Road in Henrietta.
Yeah, what about them?
It's an Italian joint. Yeah, really good food.
I hope so.
They have a spiral notebook.
A spiral notebook?
Spiral. Like,
that thing's got to be ancient.
Bro, and it's beat to hell.
It's going
to
look like the Sea Scrolls.
But like, it's just some, like, you know, the hostess is like some teenage girl. Yeah. She's just writing people's names and phone numbers in it. It was so jarring. I noticed it sitting on the counter.
Man, that is old school.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're going to get to the bottom of this because we got more theories. Abe is on CMF. Abe, you got a wise name. Why would somebody steal this reservation book?
Just because they're a dick.
Okay, well, we covered that. Guys,
pretty much, well, I worked there, actually, so pretty much he just came in and took it. Just a dick move, and we don't really write down numbers in there.
Okay.
Pretty much you just got a name and how many people.
Okay.
If we're taking bigger reservations, then we'll obviously have a number, but that's on the food sheet that we actually make for them.
Gotcha.
But all it is just a big dick move. I mean, other than that, the guy really was probably just drunk and just being an ass. So
okay. All right. Well,
that's kind of where it all lays out.
All right. Well, Abe, you work out there, you said. I don't know if you're looking for a raise or anything. Mm. You should tell him about computers.
We have computers.
No big deal.
But what if your computer shuts down? You can't get it on. Then you don't know what's going on. I mean, it's easier just to write it down.
Yeah, what does McDonald's
do? When they show up, you've got it right there. You cross their name out. Boom, it's done. You don't have to go into a computer, waste time with that.
But they stole the book, though.
Yeah, they did. They brought it back.
Oh, wait, they did?
Yeah, it came back.
I was going to say, because how much did that mess you up for the night? But if they brought it back, I guess it wasn't too much.
I mean,
of a
not
problem.
Really. I mean, you come in, you've got a reservation. I mean, pretty much, you know, we have room and stuff. So, I mean, we do good. But yeah, it was just a dick move. Guy was drinking, just being an ass, and he took the book, and then he brought it back.
All right. Well, Abe, thank you for clearing all this up, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. Hey, you guys have a good night.
You too. There goes Abe.
Guy felt guilty. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he must have thought, oh, man, this was a dick move.
It wasn't as much fun as he thought.
By the way, he's got a great tagline for that restaurant. McGinnity's, we got room and stuff. Come on in, we got room and stuff.
You get in here, have you a drink.
I do like that joint.
Yeah, you did gigs out there.
No, that's a different, it's not, you're thinking of McGregor's.
Oh.
McGinnity's is, I'm sorry, McGinnity's is the one that was on Ridge Road in Greece.
Yeah.
McGinnity's is the place we're talking about. That's in Henrietta.
I thought you and your brother did a podcast out there.
No, that was at the Tappet in Henrietta, which is down the street across the river, through the woods. We got room and stuff.
There's a dig move.
All right, now here's the thing. We know how it all worked out,
all right.
But Mark has been waiting patiently
with
his theory.
Hear Mark.
All right, so let's get Mark's theory before we get out of here. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good. I can't compete with Gabe. The dude works there.
Well, Abe, first of all, you're fired for not listening for the Break Room Detective Agency. What do you got?
I had two thoughts. One, this dude was definitely trying to get the number of
another woman that came in. And then since he brought the book back, I guess he just took pictures of all the numbers and he's going to use it to pleasure himself later. I don't know.
He gets turned on by phone numbers that Abe said aren't actually in the book.
Yeah. The dude's weird. I mean, he steals books from restaurants.
Hey, come hang out in Mark's head. It's got room and stuff.
He took it one step further than Stalker Guy.
He's touching himself to digits.
Yeah, he really likes
area
codes.
Maybe he just likes the book. I was going to say, my original thought was that he just, like, he wanted a good diary, and the actual book itself was a quality book. He was going to steal it, rip the pages out, and use it as a diary.
See, now that's not a bad... That would have been the best theory we had all day, but you started with crap, so now you're fired too, Mark. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Dick.
Okay. All right. You're done.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.